The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus entered a village where a woman whose name was Martha welcomed him. She had a sister named Mary who sat beside the Lord at his feet listening to him speak. Martha, burdened with much serving, came to him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me by myself to do the serving? Tell her to help me." The Lord said to her in reply, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and worried about many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, and it will not be taken from her." The Gospel of the Lord.
As what I mentioned at the beginning of this Mass, we are celebrating today the memorial of Saints Martha, Mary, and Lazarus. And in the Gospel today, we are given a perspective on how to welcome Jesus in our lives by looking at how Martha and Mary welcomed or received Jesus in their homes. We all know that apart from the 12 apostles, the very close friends of Jesus, as recorded in the scriptures, were the saints that we celebrate today. And in the story that we heard this morning, Martha complained to Jesus that her sister Mary was not doing much to help her prepare for the meal, to which Jesus said, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious of so many things. Mary has chosen the better part, and it would not be taken away from her." I've heard many homilies about this and also read so many commentaries before, and sometimes there's always that temptation to pit Martha and Mary against each other. The last thing that Jesus wants to encourage or instill in his disciples is to be lazy and wait for other people to do things for us. That's just against the very spirit of service and self-donation that finds its truest and profoundest expression in Jesus' total gift on the cross. What Jesus is trying to do in here in the gospel is to teach Martha to make sure that her service should be a fruit of her contemplation, meaning she must serve because she loves and not just for the sake of serving. If I remember, before I came here, it was a summer assignment when I was a seminarian, and we had this huge outreach in that particular parish that I was assigned to, and there were so many volunteers. And the pastor during that time said, "Let's begin with the Eucharistic celebration before we do the outreach." So many people signed up to volunteer for that outreach. But we were so surprised that during Mass, when we started Mass, half of the volunteers were not there. But during the outreach, it's like more than enough volunteers we could actually handle. And we were evaluating this, and then the pastor said, "This is really problematic. If what we do here at church is purely social work, then we're not doing what we're supposed to be as a community of faith. It's great to serve. It's great to extend help to the people. But his point is, our service must always be rooted on the Eucharist. Our service must always be rooted on our contemplation with God. And in that way, whatever we do to other people, the help that we extend is always inspired by the very fact that we have encountered Christ first. Whenever our service is informed by our contemplation and our own relationship with God, then it is not just social work, but flows from the fact that we serve other people because we see the face of Jesus in them. Meaning, we serve primarily because we love. If we see the call to service this way, then we would avoid complaining like Martha, whose inconvenient situations arise that spring from when inconvenient situations arise, you know, we would not be so frantic. We will not gonna be so pulled in different directions, just like what we saw in the gospel today. In the end, Christian discipleship is a healthy balance. It's a healthy interchange between the active hands of Martha and the contemplative heart of Mary. We cannot choose one and disregard the others. In fact, even the monks, when I was at Mount Angel, a monk told me that even monks who find themselves most of the time in silent contemplation are called to be the active hands of Martha by serving their brothers in their community, in love, by doing their chores with perseverance, meaning their contemplative life must move them to be more active in their love for one another through their service to each other. So reflecting on the gospel today, do we have this healthy balance? This healthy balance of the active hands of Martha and the contemplative heart of Mary.